Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
La 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 la
la la la la la.
Yeah.
It's time for Moneyline, your place to be for the madness of March, with your host, Kevin Walsh.
The cap is still there. The price is still good. I'm going to bet this. I went a little 3-0 on a three-pack of college basketball. It was a nice weekend in that way. I mean, look, I'm an eligible bachelor, so.
And Donnie Wrightside.
Now, hold, like, I love Slander. Like, Slander is so much fun. Like, nobody was defending the wideout. What a 15-yard out. Like, thank God. Like, I don't think I could make it in this world anymore. 1 minute, I'd be like, I'm out of questions for this. Girl, I don't even know what to say anymore. Like, what did you think about the game last night? That's minute number two already.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159.
Dig in, people. Wednesday afternoon right here on the grid. It's Moneyline and money to be made today. College basketball on all day, all afternoon. Live right now, Davidson, St. Bonaventure, Wake Forest, Syracuse, getting underway in the 2 o'clock hour, Fresno State, Colorado State, Richmond, George Mason, Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, Bethune-Cookman, Grambling at 3, and on and on and on and on we go. Exciting times here. Now, granted, we don't necessarily have the big boys yet into play. They're going to start peaking on Thursday, and that's when we really start to get after it and see some of these teams that we believe can cut down the nets. I'm Donnie Wrightside. I'll be joined shortly here by Kevin Walsh, Sirius XM Channel 159, right on the Sports Grid Network. There's no better place to be over the next 2 hours. Topics all the way around today, and a lot of fun to talk about those. We saw yesterday the quarterback market start to come into focus here. Who's actually going to be bidding on Lamar Jackson? Who's not going to be bidding on Lamar Jackson? The fallout, as I should say, from the Daniel Jones contract, and the teams that are sit back waiting now, with quarterbacks that are eligible, the Justin Herberts of the world, the Jalen Hurts of the world. I mean, big-time contracts. Joe Burrow. I mean, there's a lot of players about to get paid a lot of money. And also, guess what we have next week? NFL free agency. Yes, it is a great time and a lot of good stuff to talk about here. NBA action, it's on and popping tonight. Got a couple wagers that I like. Also, we'll go over some of these basketball games that we like in college. If you watched the early line, if you didn't, shame on you. Hot topics all the way around. And I'm rooting on Syracuse plus 3.5 right now at the break versus Wake Forest. They're up 2 points. Hopefully they can win that game and close it out. Haven't had very much of a close attention span on that game, but let me do a quick little research. Wake Forest 3-for-9, so 33% from 3-point range. The Syracuse Orange 5-of-10 from 3-point range. That usually is what is going to do it there. Now, granted, as I broke that game down, Wake Forest's top 3-point score is not playing today, and I thought that would hurt them a little bit. We'll see if it catches up. But again, halftime here as we wait in the ACC tournament down in North Carolina. The first game, again, tips off today. Syracuse 10-10, Wake Forest 10-10, and away we go. Now, granted, the bigger teams, I should say, you know, second round. So first round yesterday, something to look forward to there, some opportunities to cash in some tickets. But also, how excited are you for the March Madness tournament itself, right? We're always excited. So maybe that wasn't the best question. I should say, how confident are you in March Madness, in your wagers? Because I'm always honest with the people out here. I'm more of a content guy now than a handicapper, per se, on a day-to-day basis. Sure, I can look at the games, I can analyze it, and give you my best effort, but I don't catch everything I need. I'm not coming into the tournament with a perceived notion of teams I love and have watched all year long. Because quite frankly, I haven't watched a lot of live college basketball. Sure, I know who the good teams are. I know where they're rated. I know who shoots well and who plays bad on the road. I know all of that stuff. But the one thing I don't have is that intricate look, which I used to have just a few years ago of, hey, man, I've seen every team play multiple times during the season and know what they really do well. That's the key to winning your bracket. That's the key to having those matchups. It's like, hey, man, you pick, you know, first-round matchups, second-round matchups, Sweet 16, Elite Eights. I think this team can get there. I honestly don't have that. Like, I'm just a normal, average Joe in college basketball when it's going to come to March Madness here. Who's good, who's not good? I mean, I technically know that, but boy, I wish I had more information. Who's in, who's out, injuries and rotation and teams that are heating up, because I can't tell you that. I honestly can't tell you that. But I could certainly give an honest assessment of some teams on a day-to-day basis, which will be fun. But, you know, you always get the, hey, Donnie, man, give me some help on my bracket here. You know, text messages from random family members. And I really want to send them back like, hey, man, your guess is honestly as good as mine this year. You can take down a big-time ticket in this tournament because there's no clear favorite. Sure, we like Houston. I think Houston's going to go a long way, but it's still Houston. I was talking this morning on my final segment of the day on the early line. I was saying, boy, could this be Gonzaga's year? Like, Listen Up was about Gonzaga today. 18-1 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Getting a nice little discount there, playing their best basketball season, best basketball of the season. But outside of that, hey, we're looking up and down these charts going, okay, yeah, this team's good. It's like there's 20 good teams here. Pick any one of them. First round, second round, picking upsets. Yeah, we'll have some fun doing that. But I just wish I don't have the confidence meter up this year. Like, yeah, man, I'm probably going to take down this bracket. Like, I'm feeling really, really confident about it. I don't have that. I honestly don't have that feeling here. So we'll see how it plays. That might play into my advantage. We don't have any preconceived biases coming into the tournament and just want to let it fly. But as we know in the past, come on, man. More information, the better. You don't want to paralyze yourself. You want to overanalyze things. I get it. But it is nice to have that. Oh, yeah. So-and-so could shoot the three-point shot, matching up against this team. Oh, this guy's hurt, this guy's not. You need all of that. Next 2 hours, they're ours right here on the grid. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number one in full effect here. Money line, SiriusXM channel 159. Telephone numbers, you know what they are. You should have them mesmerized by now. You know what I mean? Memorized and mesmerized. 844-843-6879. Talking some football here, watching some college basketball. Syracuse 41, Wake Forest 37, about 3 minutes into. Oh, there goes a three ball down for Wake Forest. So 41-40 with 17 minutes to go in the second half. That one looks like it is going to be tight all the way through. Davidson trying to hang on here against St. Bonaventure 57-50 with under 4 minutes to go there. I don't think nothing else is cleared up. Like, yeah, nobody played. Those were the first two games here. So as we anticipate, heading down the road for more college basketball today. And I believe I'm watching a replay. I don't even know why. Big Ten basketball. Like, I turn on the Big Ten Network here, and I'm watching. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's Big Ten's getting it. No, it's not. It's nothing. It's just sitting here as a replay, which is kind of ridiculous. So we'll set up a couple things at this point, and also another update here. Wake Forest has now taken the lead over Syracuse. So maybe some of those halftime adjustments here for the Wake Forest Demon Deacons has certainly tried to help them out as they take the lead. And that's not what I want to see. I do want to see the Syracuse Orange advance. Now, what's going over a game today, right? Because when I see interesting contracts in the NFL, when I say interesting, like moves the needle. Like, I don't know about that one here, right? So the one that keeps popping up, obviously, is going to be Daniel Jones. Now, we also saw Geno Smith signed for pretty good money. A little bit older quarterback. And that doesn't really move the needle. Because to me, when you're signing quarterbacks, and if I see an extension over 100, I don't even care if it's funny money or fake numbers. Those big-time contracts. Derek Carr just got one. Geno Smith got one. Daniel Jones just got one. And again, we talked about some of the other quarterbacks that are waiting to get those big contracts. What actually goes into it, and why does it help the football team? Obviously, you don't want to go on a franchise tag. You can't move that money around. But when I see maneuvers being made, like Geno Smith signs a three-year deal, and granted, they're not all guaranteed contracts like Deshaun Watson. So if it's a three-year deal, it's not really a three-year deal. They're just using that to spread the money around, and if they play well, you kick the can down the road. We got all that, right? We understand that. But when I look at Geno Smith and he gets signed by the Seattle Seahawks, I say to myself, that's an okay signing. Is it ever going to lead to a Super Bowl? Absolutely not. So when we take a look at Derek Carr, and even K-Dub, here's what we're going over here. I have all the contracts of the quarterbacks in the NFL, like 1 through 100, like who's ever signed. Obviously, who cares about the backups and the third stringers and the second-year players who aren't making any money and probably won't be in the NFL for long. But I'm trying to go over the quarterbacks that make sense with the amount of money they get, but also the needle movers. And I'm just starting here with, like, Geno Smith. Signs for a nice deal. Needle mover, not really for me. It doesn't excite me because they're not going to win their division. They're not going to make a big playoff push. But they felt they had to make that move. Derek Carr goes to New Orleans where, honestly, if no other quarterbacks make it there, it seems like a great signing because they're probably going to win the division and make the playoffs. And then it leaves us again with Daniel Jones. Needle mover here. 4 years, 160. Where do you finish next year? Best? Third place. The ceiling for the Giants for me, Kevin? Third place next year.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's obviously what the odds reflect, that they're not even contenders within the division. And this is the thing, they did not pay Daniel Jones. There's no way that if Daniel Jones next year copy and paste what he did last season to this season statistically, there's no way Giants fans would say that's good enough. There is this idea that he will take a leap forward. And if that's what you believe, right? Well, why? Right? Like, you know what I mean? It's, we're going to bring guys in. Okay. Well, let's see, right? DeAndre Hopkins, is that what we're saying is going to end up being here with the Giants? Are they going to draft? A lot of people don't talk about the Giants drafting a rookie. I like Jordan Addison, right? Let's just say that's where the Giants ultimately go in the draft and they take the kid out of USC. Mm-hmm. Is that going to turn this whole thing around? Is that going to be enough? Is it multiple pieces here? And again, you can make that one-year move. It's just, man, it's only a $19 million cap hit next year. Look, it's not going to be $19 million every year. There's going to be a season where Daniel Jones is going to have a ridiculous 40 cap plus. Hit, a monstrous in two, yeah. cap hit.
In 2 years, it starts getting over 40-plus million.
And people already thought, oh, well, they can get out of it. What? Let me tell you something. When the Eagles signed Jalen Hurts, Donnie, my first comment is not going to be, well, they can get out of this. I promise you that. That's not going to be the jumping off point here of when that deal comes in. So, look, and this is, I'm serious about this. If you're defending the Daniel Jones contracts, you should be betting New York Giants futures. I'll put your money where your mouth is. Listen, if you genuinely think this deal makes sense, you're getting incredible value then. They have the eighth best odds to win the NFC. They're currently not supposed to be a playoff team in the conference. If you like this Daniel Jones contract, you'd think that they sign a quarterback that can be elite. You have to be betting the Giants then at that price. You have to be. But you're not, because you know better.
But the thing I'm trying to work out, in 2019 for Daniel Jones, he had 24 touchdowns and 12 interceptions and 3,000 yards passing. He actually averaged 232 a game, which is the highest of his entire career. He's played in the NFL now for 4 years. But his next three, where you're supposed to improve, 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 10 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 15 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. This is a passing game. This is a passing league. So when I look at that and I say to myself, again, Daniel Jones can be a starter in the NFL. I get that. But I have no, it's baffling. And this is the reason why it's coming up, now day two, that you get to digest it. And it's not as if you're just picking on the Giants, but I'm honestly trying to wrap my head around $40 million a year for a guy who last year, and also, Kevin, when they say, hey, man, blew me away last year. What blew you away? The 200 passing yards per game? The touchdowns that didn't even equate to one per game? What actually blew you away from Daniel Jones? And if you tell me this, oh, wait a second, man, you signed him now. Wait till we get him three all-pro wide receivers, two more all-pro running backs. Well, again, anybody can probably do that at this point. But what makes you believe Daniel Jones makes your franchise better? And I don't even need to be facetious. Like, I take a look at, like, 2021, Taylor Heinicke, 20 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. Taylor Heinicke played 9 games in 2022, 12 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. That guy makes $2 million a year and is never going to get a big contract. And, honestly, if you put Taylor Heinicke right now, Daniel Jones is gone from the Giants, and they go, look, we're looking for a bridge year. We're going to get Taylor Heinicke. You know what I say? Well, what did the Giants do last year? I expect them to do just about the same thing. At like $35 million less per year at the quarterback position. Like, am I crazy? What did I miss?
But like sometimes, and listen, I hear the world where they go cheap at quarterback. But Donnie, Geno Smith ended up actually getting significantly less than Daniel Jones. The contract got weirdly reported, right? So it's 3 years of $70 million. But it could be as much as 105. You can't say, well, hold on a minute now. You know, Geno only did it for one season. Correct. So did Daniel Jones, and Geno's season was inarguably better than that of Daniel Jones's. Mm-hmm. I mean, inarguably. So, and I know, well, Daniel Jones is much younger. Okay, but you didn't sign Daniel Jones for the remainder of his career. He sat it for 4 years. So that age doesn't matter that much. Geno's not Aaron Rodgers' age. Geno's in prime quarterback age. So realistically, if we're paying Donnie off of last season alone, Geno Smith deserved a bigger contract than Daniel Jones. And Daniel Jones almost doubled him. With the incentives, he's up to almost a $200 million contract.
And also, like I keep going over like the other guys. Like, and it's not even a joke. Take away Daniel Jones and put Mitchell Trubisky on the Giants. The same record. Like the same. Dude, he actually looks like he has better numbers. Mitchell Trubisky, who we think absolutely stinks. Almost the same number as Daniel Jones. Maybe even more touchdown career pass. It's amazing how this is breaking out. And it's so much fun to talk about. A lot more hot topics and more. Stick it right here on the grid. Because you know why? It's Money Lines. Donnie and Kevin. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ooh, yeah. Watching some basketball here, having some fun, talking hot topics, ripping Daniel Jones. It all goes through, man. It does. And again, Kevin, here. Let's go over the quarterbacks quickly, because again, I'm bringing up like Mitchell Trubisky, identical stats, maybe even better, which is hilarious. Jameis Winston is a free agent out here. You could probably get for a song and a dance on a one-year deal to see if that's some upside with way more touchdown passes and yards that Daniel Jones could ever have even dreamed of. But let's even go over some other, like, I don't know, players that you'd say, yeah, you know, I might dip in, like... I even want to go down the path, like, if I told you Kevin, I mean, I'm being serious. I'm not even, like, joking. Hey, by the way, do you want Daniel Jones at $40 million a year, or how about $8 per year with Sam Darnold? Aren't they the same guy? Isn't he the same guy? I don't get it. I really don't get it.
So I would rather go with Daniel Jones than Trubisky, who's awful. Sam Darnold, who doesn't even belong in this league. Quite frankly, Donnie, I'd rather take my crack at Daniel Jones than Jimmy Garoppolo. But nobody would ever think about paying any of those guys $40 million on a total contract. Except for Garoppolo, probably. I think, look, that continues to be the thing. At the end of the day, and there's a lot of Giants fans trying to defend this, and I understand you're trying to defend your guys, but you're all lying to yourselves. None of you thought that Daniel Jones was going to be back. None of you were upset that the organization didn't pick up a fifth-year option. None of that. This is all happening because you're trying to defend your quarterback. And sometimes that's sports, and that's how that goes, where you kind of have to. But what you don't have to pretend like Donnie and I don't know what we're talking about, right? Like, we don't have to, right? Like, and maybe my man Sussman's turned it in, because I don't have to pretend like I'm talking about anybody else in this regard. I'm like, well, the franchise tag was right there. And Suss very, you know, in a Sussman way, proudly goes, oh, well, that's an easy one to answer. Because that way they could keep the cap hit low to bring people in. Oh, genius move. And I'm sure that's what organizations are going to start to do. Instead of making people earn major contracts, they're just going to give them big-term contracts, Donnie, to keep the following season's cap hit low, despite the fact that you are now locked into Daniel Jones. That is playing yourself. That is outsmarting yourself. That is not a job well done. You telling me that we didn't make Daniel Jones prove he needed a long-term contract so we could get him weapons for this coming season is insane. That anybody even thinks that is a coherent argument. That is totally nonsensical that you say, I don't mind the fact that the year two cap hit is going to be $48 million, whatever it is. We don't have the specifics yet because we kept the year one cap hit low. That is absolute insanity, Donnie. But these are the loopholes that people are having to jump through here in order to try to justify paying Daniel Jones like this.
So if you have, like, I don't even want to disrespect him by saying, like, bottom of the barrel, but if you pick quarterbacks out, like, who you would like for a game, he pretty much is bottom of the barrel. But you're trying to project it on the amount of money he makes and what his worth to the team is. And basically what Kevin and I are saying is, whether or not he's with the Giants or not would make no difference, but he still makes $40 million. Now, I would have a completely different opinion on the entire situation if the Giants said, again, we like you as a quarterback, man. You're great in the locker room, great face for the organization. You don't do anything wrong off. You give us no headaches, and you work real hard. Coaches love that stuff, right? But if they said, you know what? We're not going to even tag you at all. We're not even good because nobody's going to sign him and give up two first-round draft picks. So anybody's like, well, why don't you just put that transition tag on him or whatever, or the non-franchise tender? Like, no, nobody was going to do that because nobody's going to sign him and then say, yes, let me give up two first-round picks. I joked about if you did that, you're supposed to be getting two first-round picks because you took them off the Giants' hands, right? But having said that all the way through, if they would have let him just hit the open market and said, we want you. You want to come back, go out there, no strings attached. Go to every franchise. You bring me back the best possible deal that you can get in writing. We'll guarantee that contract and we'll get after it. And I said, you know what? The Giants really got the head on the shoulders. They knew what they wanted at a quarterback. They weren't sure what the market actually was going to bear. Here's what it is, and they signed it for. Whether, Kevin, that was $15 million a year, $25 million a year, or $45 million a year. It just felt like the negotiation was just between Daniel Jones and the Giants when everybody outside, if they were listening, going, you got to be kidding me, you're going to sign him for that. Just let him set the market, which is exactly right. What the Ravens are doing. And if they set the market, Kevin, and it came back at $40 million a year, I'd say, you know what? They had a pretty good read, and they're going to be comfortable with that. But it feels worse when you say it. We all do this stuff. Hey, man, just got a big screen TV. What'd you get? 75-incher, man. What'd you pay for it? $3,800. Ooh. Man, I just got the same one for $1,900. And you go, that's cool, man. I don't mind losing out on roughly $2,000 when I just sort of checked around. Do you see the analysis there? Like, that's what I feel like I'm getting out of the Giants. Like, who cares if he's only worth $20 million a year? We're happy with paying him $40. I don't get it.
There is no evidence that anybody else was interested in bringing in Daniel Jones on a long-term contract. And another reason the Giants did not, by the way, the real reason the Giants didn't franchise tag him, just so this is actually because they wanted to tag Saquon Barkley, because that's who they were further apart from. It was Saquon, because they offered Saquon $12 million annual, and he said no, and he's like, well, then you're going to get tagged for 10, and he's like, well, you know what I mean, fine. Like, that's why they ran to the tag, and the thing about that is, I would have gladly let Saquon walk. And this is, now, I'm not telling you that I think Saquon's bad. That'd be nonsense. I think Saquon's clearly a great football player.
Yeah.
He just plays the wrong position. Like, you and I are going to end up disagreeing on this, I feel like, maybe when it's all said and done. If the Eagles draft Bijan Robinson, because I do feel like we're talking to, like, fans a lot with some of this here, right? I am not going to be happy about that. Bijan is a spectacular player who looks like he walks in on skill set alone as just one of the five best players at his position in the league. That's not what the Eagles should be doing at the running back position. That is a bad use of resources there. The Eagles don't have that kind of a luxury. The Chiefs a couple of years back selected Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round. It's a horrendous draft choice. a horrendous draft choice there. Donnie, I mean, he was healthy for the
Super Bowl. They got a seventh rounder now, just like, yeah, I'm better than you already, pal, so beat it.
Correct. Absolutely, legitimately. Their starting running back is going to be Isaiah Pacheco, who they selected in the seventh round.
And yeah, Jerick for like $400,000 a year.
Yeah, who was on the Niners roster for, I think, six seasons, played two games. Like, you know what I mean? Like, stop this. So my that's the thing with Saquon. He just plays the wrong position. I would have let Saquon walk because I'm not paying $10-plus million to a running back. And again, like these are where we defended the McCaffrey deal because it helped the Niners for that singular individual season. But the Giants need to figure out so much more. We can't go and don't tell them, oh, well, they need Saquon because of his pass-catching ability. Get guys that are receivers. You know what I mean? Like we can get – and also there's worries about Saquon long-term health-wise here. So I don't like – any of the I don't like either of these two big moves from the Giants. And it's really, I don't know if people think it's because we're Eagles fans. Like, we didn't come on here and say, can't believe the Cowboys kept Dan Quinn. That's crazy. And that's obviously a great move for the Dallas Cowboys, right? Like, we're not sat here being like, oh, I don't even understand why they haven't cut Dak yet. That would be insane. We both think Eric Bieniemy showing up in Washington is good. And you can't, I literally couldn't pay Donnie to say a negative word about Brian Daboll.
There's
no biases here. There's no biases here. These are just two moves that I don't like. I don't see the vision for, and I think they've done a bad job here.
Because and here's the part about Saquon Barkley, right? You say, well, what happens if he was a free agent? Who else would pay him that money? And you say, like, well, nobody really should at the running back position, right? Get that second big contract. It just doesn't make all that much sense. But a team like the Buffalo Bills goes out and signs him for, I don't know, 3 years, $35 million total, 20 guaranteed. You'd go, that makes sense, because that's legitimately the only spot that they need to fill in here, and they could win a Super Bowl. If you bring Saquon Barkley back or not with the Giants, they're not winning anything anyway at that point. And also the fact is, like, I could almost see it, Kevin, because if you tag the running back, and again, I bring up Buffalo because it just seems like they just struck out. Like, hey, deadline, we need a running back. Well, let's just get a kick returner. Fantastic. How'd that work out? Meanwhile, we didn't want to spend the money or the draft capital to go down to Carolina and get run CMC, which they might have still been playing and may have played the Eagles in the Super Bowl if that was the case, how good he was. But if you're going to pay him 1 year, $10 million, go, hey, we got room now. Let's just keep the mojo going. We're building a foundation. He's going to help us. And then next year we'll see again, and we probably won't even need him. We'll just go to the draft to get somebody else. But they're like, hey, you know, we want to do a long-term deal. You want to invest like $50, $60 million in your running back now when you're not even ready to win? So you're going to waste like 2 or 3 years? Because on the cusp of winning a Super Bowl is when you want to lay out those chips going, okay, we'll spend it running back, we'll spend here, we'll spend there, because we're going all in. The Giants are going all in for third place. Hey, great, Saquon's going to rush for 1,100 yards next year. Where'd that get you? We were 10-7 in third place in the division. Awesome. There you go.
I mean, look, they won 9 football games, right? So for the Giants to get to the next level, they have to improve this. They have to improve this roster. Yeah. And by the way, these aren't the only two guys that need to be signed, right? I'm hearing about Leonard Williams, Dexter Lawrence. They're not the only guys that need to be signed. They don't have cornerbacks, right? They've got to figure out the wide receiver position. So this is not a simple fix here. Of all right, well, we kept these two. Now what? Yeah, you've kept these two. They're both going to be making big money. And again, it's like, all right, so, you know, Donnie, what are they going to shove all in for next year? And then the following season, are they going to be tanking because they can't have pieces around Jones anymore? Because they made it for $45 million. What are we talking about here? What are we talking
about? Now, by the way, I just did a quick mock draft for the Eagles. 2 first-round picks. Bijan at 10. Gibbs later in the first round.
Yeah,
shotgun,
no,
two
right,
backs.
Here,
I mean, come on now. Believe. Come on back with us, Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The
Basketball, 58-48, people. Wake Forest over Syracuse right now. As Wake Forest has turned up the gas on the orange in the second half here. We'll see how that one turns out. Syracuse getting 3.5 in that game. Davidson did pull away and bury St. Bonaventure, 65-54. So one game in the books. Kevin, at 2 o'clock, which comes up in 20 minutes, we have two games starting. Fresno State, Colorado State out west at the Thomas and Mack in Las Vegas, and Richmond and George Mason. That game is going to take place in Brooklyn at 2 p.m. So that starts it off there. And then Georgia Tech Pitt, which is very interesting here. Like Pitt playing this early on against a 6-14 Georgia Tech team. Pitt was one win away from wrapping up the ACC championship and folded down the stretch. So that's something to keep an eye on. But a lot of good basketball games on today. Let me just do a quick cheat. Let me cheat a little bit. Thursday's action. Let me scroll. So Miami's in play there in the ACC. Rutgers, Michigan, Baylor, Iowa State, Mississippi. I mean, you want to say, could tomorrow be the best day of this entire conference tournament? Oh my goodness, look at it.
You've got a lot of bigger favorites.
Wow.
When you get to those semis, Donnie, when everyone,
yeah,
like that, like the Saturdays are the Saturdays wow. are very, very good. Friday, Saturday.
But the volume.
Saturday has championship games. Oh, yeah, yeah. Tons tomorrow.
Wow.
More games on now, right?
Than yes, than the tournament. Absolutely.
Happens.
Yep. For Wednesday and Thursday, no question about that here. Tomorrow starts off an 11 a.m. tip. Miami, Ohio, and Toledo. By the way, Toledo 16-2 in the MAC. One of those really fun teams to watch, which I'm not going to say is going to do damage, Kevin, if they can get into the March Madness tournament, but one of those teams that will be a factor, talking about covering spreads early, just in case they run up against an opponent that they don't. So we'll see if Selection Sunday comes in. What's your excitement level for Selection Sunday this year? Is it hot? Cold? It's same as every year?
Yeah, so personal level, right, if Iona is in the tournament, it's multiplied by 1,000, right? Because here's the thing, DRS. The each iteration of bracketology has Iona flirting around with either being like a 12 or 13 seed. 12 and 13s are dangerous, man. They're supposed to make noise, not like win anything, but you know what I mean? A game. That's what I've been waiting on. So that right there, as far as where this all lands, though, I'm always excited because then the first thing you do as soon as that bracket gets announced is, all right, let me fill one out here. Let me fill one out. You know what I mean? Like, how many people have filled out a bracket by the time we get to, like, 8 p.m.? Everybody, no?
Yeah.
Don't you kind of get a little taste there just to see, and then you're going to get
a dry run.
Go in and go out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get a taste for it.
Yeah, no, you do. And I like to see where it is because it really sets, like, when March Madness starts, like, I consider the last 2 weeks March Madness because teams are getting eliminated, teams are jockeying for position. There's a lot of really good high-leverage basketball, and it's fun to watch it play out, and the kids are excited. But there is something about, like, Selection Sunday starts. It's not, I don't really care, like, who gets the one seed, the two, or who gets left out. It's that fresh feed, like, the minute the show ends, you go to, let's just say, ESPN, and it's already up like the bracket, where you can push buttons, you can move teams on, you get a good feel, you get that dry run, then you go back and make a change, then you make 77 different changes, then you eventually end up with the first bracket that you signed as being the best one. I do really enjoy that, but from a handicapping standpoint, I'm looking forward to it, I am, but more of like the long-term stretch, rooting for it, wanting to watch good basketball games and get some compelling games to match up. So the wall check out. Let's get to the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. Jordan from Phoenix is on the line today on a Wednesday on Moneyline. What's up, Jordan?
What's going on, guys? We got this morning, we played Davidson on the Moneyline. Donnie, I hate to say it. I just heard you say you took Syracuse plus the point.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
I did.
Your boy took Wake Forest. So that's looking okay right now. But I would say my play. Oh yeah. Wow! My play of the day is NC State over Virginia Tech tonight. I've been looking at that.
Go.
I think Joe Lisi was on that also last night. And then I wrote you guys on Twitter yesterday. I just want to pick your brain about the Lamar Jackson situation. K-Dub, I'm with you. I'm not sold at all on Daniel Jones. Donnie, I'm sure you're right there as well. Mm. Knowing you guys, Philadelphia fans, you guys got to be loving it, though. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to go against Daniel Jones twice a year? And then just for me, though, the Geno Smith deal as a Niner fan, hey, I'm stoked that they signed him for that because I think – I feel he's really not up in that tier. But you guys have a great day. Thanks for taking my call. Talk to you all tomorrow. And yeah, let's get some winners.
There you go. Let's do it. Jordan from Phoenix checking in. And by the way, also, like, back, and again, anytime anybody brings up Daniel Jones, like, things just flood into my head. Like, let's be honest with ourselves. They let Daniel Jones go and they bring in Derek Carr. As an Eagle fan, as a Washington Commander fan, a Dallas fan, I go, that team just got better. That team just got better. You see what I'm, like, again, it's, and he has the right aspect, what Jordan's talking about. It's not from it, like, you're just, yeah, Dallas got CeeDee Lamb. Well, that's a wasted pick. They had all wide receivers. Nobody said that. They go, man, Jerry just hit a home run in the first round. Now we got to deal with this guy for 10 years at this point. Like, do you see what I mean? Like, you can be honest with yourself the way things happen. But as I look, and again, that's what I said, I didn't want Brian Daboll with the Giants because I knew how good a coach he was. But the same thing I can say is, thank God Daniel Jones is back with the Giants as an Eagles fan. Like, I don't have to worry about elevated quarterback play in New York anymore. I don't. It's gone.
You know what you'll notice is the biggest argument for Daniel Jones, it's incredible, is, well, he doesn't turn the football over. This would be as if next year Tom Brady unretired and people were like, I'm telling you, man, like, he's going to be an elite running quarterback. My point is, Daniel Jones had one season of not turning the football over at an embarrassing level. Mm-hmm. Turnovers go up and down. You guys, Dak Prescott is not going to be favored to lead the NFL in picks next year. That's just not what's going to happen. These things go up and down. So Daniel Jones next year might double his interceptions. You think he's going to double his touchdowns? That's the truth of it. That's the there is now, this is some, oh well, Daniel Jones has cut turnovers out. He'll never be a turnover prone quarterback again. See, you know, someone's like, oh, like, you don't think, you don't, you know, come on, I know you think Jalen Hurts is going to be great at protecting the football next year. I don't. You know, someone said that to me yesterday. What, you don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be better next season? No. He was he finished second at MVP voting. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I'm being realistic. You know, take it to the Yankees. Aaron Judge has no chance to be as good as he was last season. My man's on the man, 300 breaking home run records, Nani.
Yeah.
Like, so yes, I do not think that Daniel Jones will repeat a second year in a row of being the least turnover prone quarterback in football, when his opening four seasons he was the most turnover prone quarterback in football.
And by the way, every year at the beginning of the season, we have some fun and try to pick out some prop bets, like season-long stuff. What is Daniel Jones' prop bet? Daniel Jones would be a $40 million quarterback. Is his prop bet going to be like 19 and a half touchdown passes?
Probably,
like, is that really good? Is that the case?
Range.
Like, that's, I'm trying to be realistic about what. Now, granted, you can't actually say this, though. It's not fair. I don't think Daniel Jones is worth nearly the money he got paid. But if you break it down on a year-to-year basis, like, Daniel Jones makes 40. Patrick Mahomes makes 45. Like, just think about that right now. Like, if you are, and again, Patrick Mahomes probably like, hey, man, times are good. Like, I'm on national ad campaigns. I'm making bank off the field, on the field. I'm winning Super Bowls. Life is really good. But you know what would be great if his agents go, hey, Pat, you want to have some fun here? I'm going to call up the Chiefs and say, let's get cracking on an extension here. And before you know it, Andy Reid's on the phone going, like, what do you want? How much? Let's do it. I don't want to worry about this. Is it 50? Is it 60? Is it 70 that you want? What do you want, Patrick?
Yeah, but let me tell you this. With the way this Giants negotiation went, I'm pretty sure that if Mahomes' deal gets re-upped, Daniel Jones would go and get his contract re-upped.
Yes.
I mean,
he's got a stipulation. Yeah.
Went out there.
Every time another quarterback goes, I get $1 million more per year. Like, oh, this is good.
Let me ask you this then, right? In terms of, Because what we keep hearing is, well, this Giants team is going to get way better. Here's what I like. The Giants are apparently the only team that's going to be in the market to improve their wide receivers, so they're going to get whichever guys they want.
Yeah, and it's, by the way, the single worst free agency market that we've seen in like 15 years. So go ahead.
Yep. All has to be done via the trade, most likely. Mm-hmm. Is DeAndre Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins is going, wants a new deal wherever he gets traded.
Yes.
I don't even know if the Giants are going to be in the Hopkins sweepstakes. Like, that's the guy we keep hearing.
And yeah, he's not leaving Arizona because he's upset in Arizona, per se. He's leaving because, like, yeah, I want to get paid more, and Arizona might be going in a different direction where they might not want to win. So, yes, or just fired up. OBJ back. OBJ. That's the big deal.
Oh, boy. It'll be a reunion again, right?
Reunion. I can't. Yeah, does it start next week?
Going to sign the contract.
What does he start? Now, Grant, I don't think he's even. He's not even technically like the free agent like that you have to wait for. Like, you can sign Odell Beckham like right now, I believe, correct? Like, yeah, if he was a free agent last year, he doesn't have to wait to be a franchise player, or excuse me, a free agent player at that point. Let's get to the phone lines here. The Moose is calling, 844-843-6879. If you want to get involved, like Moose is getting involved right now, talk to us, Moose, here on a Wednesday.
Yes, sir, gentlemen. I'm about...
Hello.
Daniel mm-hmm. Jones, it's like beating a dead horse. Let's talk about something good like food. You know, let's talk about some Syracuse and some Wake Forest action going on now. So, and let's talk about a prop bet tonight, Donovan Mitchell over 26.5 down in South Beach. So that looks good. And then another little one is North Carolina giving up the points tonight as well. So I like that. And I'm cooking up just for you guys. I'm in the kitchen and I'm doing some shrimp and chicken fried rice. Yes, sir.
Nice. It does it all.
So
you do it all, Moose. Like every single genre or type of food, you got it covered. I'm impressed by that.
I tell you what, you know the secret to the best fried rice is do long grain white rice, cook it up the night before, the day before, and put it in the fridge for upwards of about 48 hours. Turns out the best fried rice, you know, little soy sauce, just some vegetables. But the secret to cooking the best fried rice is you have to cook it in good butter. There's no substitute for frying your fried rice in good butter. But what a fun day. What a fun day. K-Dub, good to hear you back. So hope you had a good 5 days off, got some wrestling in, and you guys take care. So have a wonderful day.
Fantastic. Right, there you go. Moose checking in. He does every food well. By the way, quick question here. White rice or brown rice?
I usually try and get the brown rice nowadays.
That's wrong.
No, it's not.
White rice is so far superior than brown. No. Like brown rice, I can't even get down. It's like diet rice. It's called diet rice. Diet rice.
White rice simply has no taste.
White rice, some butter on there, spray butter, burritos, white rice. You are a monster. If you prefer brown rice over white rice,
no,
I'm just going to leave it there.
Simpleton with no exotic taste buds whatsoever.
Nope.
As evidence.
I eat at the finest places, and they all say white rice. Like when I go to get Chinese, if you get Chinese, you're not just getting white rice all over the place.
No,
something's wrong.
Fried rice.
Nah.
Get this guy.
Stop it. It's white rice or nothing. Everybody knows the rules, Kevin. They do, and it's white rice by a landslide. We got a lot more to go today, including where JP is going next. Is it the NBA? Is it college basketball? Find out next. It's Moneyline, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment before we hit hour number two and keep you updated on basketball, which we'll do in just a few moments. But at this time every day, we like to use this as a moment to find out where JP is going. Now, I remember yesterday. I'm on the show saying, you know what?
I don't.
Yeah, this is going to be a monster performance, KW, by a certain guy. He had an absolutely Hall of Fame performance. But I do remember something with a number of 2.5 that one of the lines ended at a 2 last night. The player we're talking about, the team, it's the Los Angeles Lakers. It's Anthony Davis. If JP went points, with ease. If JP went rebounds, with ease. If JP went blocks, JP, what happened?
2 blocks, not 3. So, yeah, I was a loser.
That's unbelievable, man. You know what I was almost expecting, too, because I saw the tagline, how big a night he had. I was almost waiting for the, like, 30, 22, 7, and 5, like, one of those nights. Like, oh, he filled it up all over the place. And I saw the 2. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, man.
It's tough.
Tough scene.
Donnie, was your guess points plus rebounds on the show? Wasn't that your guess of what
he was
betting?
Yeah, that was Donnie's
guess. Yeah. I want to see it. Man.
Is that a victory for you?
I think it's a victory for JP as well, because I had the player. He just didn't go with the right, you know what I mean? So I think he might be able to count that, saying, like, he had Anthony. Like, what was your prop last night? If JP just goes, I had an Anthony Davis prop, like, we don't have to ask what it was. Like, he cashed the ticket. So you know what I mean? That's how you play it all.
You know,
like,
what?
Oh, yeah.
That's Anthony a pretty Davis? Good move. Sure. If someone says, what were you betting last night? You said, I had
Anthony
AD
Davis
prop.
Props.
Like, people probably won't even, like, bat an eye, right? But, like, man, it's got a monster night, man.
Yeah.
What do you like tonight, man, actually?
Points, rebounds, assists, points, whatever you had, brother, you actually knocked it down. So, JP, tonight, are we going NBA? Where are we going?
College basketball.
All right, so we're going to go college basketball. Side or total? Side or total? What is it?
Side.
Side in college basketball. We're going to get that next in hour number 2. Tons of topics and your phone calls, 844-843-6879. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh. It's JP behind the wheels of steel. And we got an hour to go. So make sure you keep the dial right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.